what it shows is that while we have seen that different trends emerging over the last year since the famine was declared in Somalia, that exodus or people being displaced from Somalia into the neighbouring countries has continued. Sadly, it's a figure that we've reached now of over 1 million Somali refugees in the region. And indeed, when you go beyond the immediate region and include Egypt, which has a caseload of about 7,000 Somali refugees, the figure is even higher. It's up to 1,012,000 Somali refugees displaced.
What type of pressure are you seeing on surrounding regions by the influx of refugees?
It places pressure, obviously, on the refugee camps where UNHCR is in operation around the region. So as many people will be aware, the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya, at the most recent count, has over 570,000 refugees. While, as I said, the displacement may have reduced a little, it's not at the same phenomenal levels of displacement we saw last year during the famine. It is continuing. Again, as I say, you ask about pressure. Our colleagues in Dalo Ado refugee camp in Ethiopia are seeing in recent weeks 1,200 people, 1,200 people a week crossing over the border and seeking assistance. And also we see people going to other countries in the region, to Yemen, also to Djibouti. And also as well with the Ramadan period upcoming, we know this is also a period of increased mixed migration where people, including Somalis, but also including Ethiopians, Eritreans, etc., opt to try and seek new and better life by crossing the Gulf of Aden, often in very, very dangerous conditions. So I think you, as well as this figure, this sad landmark figure that we've reached today, in the coming weeks you also may see increased migration by sea out of Somalia and neighboring countries.
While I understand this year's drought is not as severe as last year's, what is causing the poor outlook for next month's harvest?
The most recent rains, which were the April to June rains, our weather and food security colleagues are telling us that they were poorly distributed, arrived late. They were below average, in other words. They didn't deliver the amount of rain that was necessary. So what we're seeing as a result is displacement, localized more so than generalized, of people within certain regions of Somalia. So, for example, those people displaced into Dalo, and again, as I mentioned, across the border into Dalo Ado, they are citing failed, you know, lack of livelihoods and failing harvests, etc., as well as also fear of forced recruitment and other security issues, which we have seen for many years in Somalia. So we're seeing that in areas that are not based around the river areas, which are always more resilient in terms of water resources for crops. But those people who are very much dependent on the seasonal rains, they have been affected by this underperforming the rain season.
Looking at the country of Somalia, it's going through a transition period at this point with an expected new constitution, a new parliament, and new president and government. Do you think this will offer any stability to the country?
If you just talk to the average person, or if you go to Mogadishu and you look around, I think it's fair to say that, you know, there's a general air of renaissance and so on. I was in Mogadishu last week. We were actually usually returning from Zanzibari refugees who had lived in Mogadishu for over a decade. But even just in the airport, there's just an amazing buzz around, like many, many airplanes landing from various different airlines. And as well as from speaking to colleagues who are out and about in Mogadishu, again, there's a vibrancy and almost like a rebirth in the city. So to take it beyond your initial question of the political process, I think in general that the things have definitely changed. And if today we're marking 1 year on from the declaration of the famine, I think it's fair to say that things have really changed dramatically and drastically since last year.